to actually feel your body. And you have to adjust sometimes, and that's fine. So, the second mindfulness is called the mindfulness of livelihood or the mindfulness of feeling. And this is where we begin to work with our breathing. Because the breath is a way of feeling our humanity. It's an extension of the first one, in that the breath helps us feel our bodies as well. So we feel the breathing, but we don't cling to it. It's a light touch. We don't try and change the breathing that we have. As the Vajradhara said, we're not trying to domesticate our minds. We're not trying to hold on or capture our meditative state. There would be no freshness in our experience if we did that. And it would be antithetical to all the teachings we've had on basic goodness and on gentleness. So we have to develop some sort of confidence that we can just be awake, touching our experience, whatever it is, and then letting it go. So we're sitting, and we're sitting somewhat like a mountain. You know, a mountain, mountains are very solid. You're going to have to drop a pretty big bomb on a mountain in order to destroy it. So mountains are really strong. And that's what we want to feel in our bodies. We want to feel a sense of strength. And the things that come up in our minds, in our bodies, etc., are sort of like the things that happen to a mountain, right? There's rain, there's snow, there's wind, there's fire. There are things that grow on it. There are things that live on it. The mountain itself is not affected. The mountain accommodates whatever. And so this is how we do our practice. We accommodate. Thoughts arise. Some of them are mundane, like, what am I going to wear tomorrow? Or I have to remember to take my car for inspection, or, you know, the 8,000 million little mundane thoughts we have. And that's fine. We just note them and we just let them go. They're kind of like the gentle breezes and the things that really get us, though, are our emotions and our feelings about things. That kind of stops us in our tracks, so to speak. And the way that we work with that in this particular practice of mindfulness of feeling is that we notice and we touch it and then we let it go. It's a touch and go. Touch it, you can note it. You're not trying to push anything away. You're not trying to say emotions are bad. I mean, you all know this, right? Like the Vajradhara said, I think it was in the Dhaten letter or something, you have thoughts and you don't treat them like they're a naughty child that you're trying to shut up. But we do notice. This is part of what I said about experience, knowing, you know, suffering in a way, knowing what comes up in your mind, knowing what it is that bothers you. So we just note it and then we just let go. So we don't cultivate, in other words, we don't follow the storyline, but emotions and feelings have an effect on our bodies, right? And we have a certain thought that starts coming up, not only just about the emotion itself, but how we feel about having that emotion. And, you know, I mean, it's like a rabbit hole that never ends. So we're just going to touch that experience and let it go. This is a way of developing kindness to oneself. In fact, this is what Pema Chodron once talked about as Maitri, as loving kindness, as when you find yourself talking to yourself, just stop. Just let it go. So we're working with our breathing. We have strength in our bodies. We're alive, we're breathing. We have some kind of healthiness, even if we don't feel that good. We can still appreciate being alive. Our breath comes in, etc., and out. So when you relax and you just let your breathing happen, and you just let your thoughts come up and then you just let them go, as we begin to feel a sense of relaxation and synchronization. What sometimes the Vijara would call a sense of well-being, of just being. And this is different than developing a kind of rhythm with your breathing. We're not trying to create any kind of rhythm, because if you do that, then you sort of lose your connection. You get sleepy or dreamy. So you can just work with that for a little bit.